have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
You're on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke and Cam. Beautiful Rach is unwell and not with us today. We send her our love and hugs.
Get better.
I know, right? Get better. Come back. But
it's
okay.
I like the insinuation that she's listening right now, because she's definitely not. She's comatose.
No, but she'll like feel our vibes even while she's asleep. You know what I mean?
It's like I'd rather you talk she not someone... feel my vibe while she's asleep.
No, it's like you talk to someone in a coma. It's like, no, they can hear you. It's like that.
So now we've put Rage in a coma.
Well, no, I'm just... Oh, anyway, look, there's some big news on the weekend.
There was.
It's really exciting. Now, we are... If you just tuned in for the very first time today, spoiler alert, we are nerds. Nerdy, yeah. Nerdy nerds. We play video games. We love superheroes and comic books and movies. Like, we're just pop culture crazy, me and Cam.
Yeah.
And there was a big event over in San Diego, Comic-Con. It's always huge.
The biggest.
Big announcements. They do things, you know, they announce new trailers get released for new shows and movies, and like there's big game announcements and things as well. It's always really big.
It's really funny because there's another huge event called E3, and I feel like they're going in different directions where E3 is kind of like winding up and they've stopped using it for the really big ones. Comic-Con's getting bigger a bit with Marvel really taking over the cinematic world with its franchises. People are, all eyes are on this event for all the big announcements.
And I guess to precipice this a bit further, I'm not going to spoil Endgame for those who haven't seen it yet. I mean, it is now the highest grossing film at the box office ever.
It just beat Avatar yesterday afternoon.
It's now the number one biggest movie of all time, officially, which is crazy.
Which is because they re-released it.
They did, they're jokes.
But so did Avatar. Avatar released 5 times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And now there's going to be 4 more movies. So weird. But look.
Unnecessary.
Part of what this why this was a big Comic-Con is Endgame and then Spider-Man Far From Home ended what they call Phase 3.
Yeah.
So Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's basically the end of that kind of narrative arc, basically.
Yeah, it's closing out a lot of stories. A lot of characters won't be continuing to the next phase. Some will have whole new kind of things going on for them in the next phase.
Yeah, and there's some new franchises as well. And this Comic-Con, they had a panel where they literally went through all the upcoming projects in the next phase.
For the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And they even said, we can't talk on all of it. There's some missing. So like things like Captain Marvel 2, they didn't talk about. Black Panther 2, they
Guardians
didn't talk
3.
About. Guardians 3.
Yeah.
There's going to be more from, because X-Men is now under the Marvel, like, umbrella again.
Yeah, but look, they did announce a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of, I won't go through all of it because not everyone's a nerd like us, but they did announce a bunch of the TV shows officially that are coming to the Disney Plus channel. So you've got The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, WandaVision, Loki, What If, you know, some really cool stuff. Then you've got all the films. So you got Eternals with Angelina Jolie. They're doing Blade again. Marvel are doing it this time, so it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange sequel, Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, all these new franchises. Black Widow was given, you know, more details at a release date.
It was the official, yes, we're doing it. Because it was always like, we're going to do it, but we're not going to do it. And now they're like, okay, we're doing it.
But the big one for me, it's super exciting, is they're doing another Thor.
Yes, so Thor 4 is coming. For those that don't know, like, Thor 3 was Thor Ragnarok, which Taika Waititi, New Zealand director, did.
Yeah,
which,
so we claim them as ours.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's ours now because he's doing really well.
Yeah.
But
he throws a phone at someone, he's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically rejuvenated the Thor franchise, because the second movie
was trash.
No one liked it.
Ragnarok was so fun.
Ragnarok was a whole new life to it, and he's come back to do the next one as well, which was the smartest move that Marvel could make, because he made Thor fun again, and he's doing Thor Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder, which sounds so fun.
The font and the logo for it is just so 80s, 90s, and I love it.
Of course, everyone knows Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Yes.
He's been Thor for the entire franchise, all the Avengers movies. He is Thor.
Yeah.
So, much to our pleasant surprise, Thor Love and Thunder stars none other than...
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
I'm super excited.
As the female Thor.
Yeah, so Natalie Portman was in 1 and 2 as Jane Foster. She left after 2 because her and Marvel had a dispute because Patty Jenkins, who did Wonder Woman, was supposed to do Thor 2, and they fired her, and Natalie Portman was angry, so she left.
Right.
And
drama.
There was all this drama, and she's actually, it's hilarious. She spent a few years like absolutely trash-talking Marvel. And now she wasn't in Thor 3.
No.
In Endgame, there's a weird, like, where they used unused clips from Thor 2 to kind of implant her in there in a bit.
That was weird.
It was very odd. But now she's back, and she's walked back in with a lead role. Like,
now, is she playing Jane, who is now Thor, is she just a new character Thor?
No, she's Jane Foster still.
Right.
So what it is in the comics, Jane Foster, at one point, Thor becomes unworthy and he can't wield his hammer, and someone has to go and pick it up, and Jane Foster goes and picks it up, and she basically gets all the powers of Thor. But she's still like Jane Foster underneath, but she's hiding. Like, no one knows it's her. Yeah, she wears a helmet. She's hidden. And it's actually a really interesting story because she's also suffering from cancer at the same time.
Oh, wow. I mean, really cool to see Marvel having another strong female lead, taking one of their male leads and essentially going, oh, it's a female now. That is huge. I know it's a different character, but it's still like replacing a top-tier male actor like Chris Hemsworth.
And she was beloved in the comics.
With a top-tier female actor instead, which is friggin' great. Are you happy about this change? Are you excited like we are to have a female Thor in the mix with Natalie Portman? Or are you already missing Chris Hemsworth? Because, I mean, let's face it, he is a very handsome man.
Yes.
And I think people will be missing him and his body.
Well, they'll both be there together. I don't know how they'll work it, but they're both there.
Yeah, but she's going to be the main
one of. I reckon it's going to be like a buddy cop thing.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be the pair of them.
Interesting. Let us know your thoughts here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
No Rach today. She's unwell.
Yeah, but that's okay because we're filling the void with some other women power because Natalie Portman has been announced as the next Thor.
Yeah, so Lady Thor. Well, some people call her Lady Thor in the Reddit and all that.
Yeah.
She is just Thor in my mind.
Yes.
But
Natalie Portman said she's always had hammer envy.
Yes.
Fair enough, you know. I guess, you know, movie franchise like that, you'd be like, I want to hold it.
It was really cute how they brought her back. Like, they were like, oh, and Natalie Portman's here. She's back. And he comes out. And then Taika Waititi went and picked up the hammer and gave it to her. And she held it up. And then he confirmed, yep, that means Lady Thor is coming. It's really cool. She's... I think that she was a push by Marvel back in the day because DC has Wonder Woman. And Marvel is having trouble finding like a really good kind of lead female to be at the front of their group. In terms of they've got so many, but there's no like one that they just put in front of all of them.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, if you look back at it, Marvel, it's kind of problematic really that women in the Marvel Cinematic Universe up until like earlier this year have either been love interests or side characters to the male characters. Like, we had Black Widow, but she was in the Avengers and she was always like second fiddle to Hulk, Thor, Iron Man and Captain America.
And not just that, her story always involved kind of being a little bit romantic with a different character. Like, you never figure out what to do with her.
Very damsel in distressy kind of in a way sometimes.
And it wasn't until Captain Marvel came out, which now they've put a lot of time into Captain Marvel being one of the front runners for Marvel as well.
And we love her.
Captain
Marvel's awesome.
I will say one problem with Captain Marvel in the comics that kind of comes through in the movies a bit is they don't really know what to do with her personality, so she just has whatever personality they need for her to have.
Yeah, that's fair.
But now, so Lady Thor kind of got put to the forefront as like the bruiser of Marvel, and I love her comics. If anyone is into comics and you're looking for a good read, that's some of the best Thor comics out there.
But yeah, it definitely is. It's surprising and weird that, you know, DC did manage to put forward a strong female lead character before Marvel did.
Well, I think it's because DC have always just put all their money behind Wonder Woman. Like, she's always been their woman at the front.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Marvel, like, she actually look at it, has a really big cast of fantastic women. DC still has that as well, but they put all their energy into one while Marvel was spreading themselves a bit thin.
Yeah.
And so they didn't know what to do first. Another thing that's really exciting about Thor Love and Thunder is that Taika Waititi's come out and made it very clear that Valkyrie, who was in the last in Ragnarok, is coming back, played by Tessa Thompson.
Love Tessa Thompson.
Such a good character, such a good performance from Tessa Thompson. Love it. But there was a scene that was cut from Ragnarok that proved that her character was bisexual. She had a female lover. Because of this, we've never really had a proper on-screen you know, LGBT hero. We've had like one character kind of reference. They went on a date with a guy in Endgame. It was a very throwaway, nothing moment.
It wasn't even one of the heroes, was it?
It was a guy at
a support group.
Yeah, and yeah. I think he's and actually played by the director.
And that was literally like all the LGBT fans were like clinging to it, like, oh, they made a reference. They included us. It's like, it would be cool if we had some representation of all the freaking heroes in Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, statistically speaking, there's a bunch of homos in that group. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be.
Well, Valkyrie will have a confirmed relationship in Love and Thunder. Tessa Thompson said that, you know, because she is now, I can't really say it because it's got an endgame spoiler, but she's basically looking for her other half in this.
Yeah.
So that'll be apparently one of the plot points. But also Eternals, which is one of the ones that's coming out that people won't know about, but it also has a gay hero in it. And who is, they've asked for a gay actor to play him.
I think I should just turn Doctor Strange as well.
Oh, no, you don't want him. He's very, in the comics.
Like, what's that mean?
Ugh. Like, real womanizer.
Oh, no!
No, he's not a good person in the comics.
Because in the movie, he's not even, like, relationship-oriented at all, basically.
Yeah, no. I love him, but he's a bit gross in the comics with women.
Well, they should turn him gay then in the movies. Just, like, turn on its head. Be like, you know what? F that. Let's just dial into it.
And say, do we have anyone? Well, they've got the Falcon and Winter Soldier. Maybe it'll be a rom-com.
Oh, like a gay buddy rom-com? Yeah. I'm here for that. Oh, and it's a whole top deck situation as well. That's so exciting.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.